Okay, now in this segment, we're going to talk about the treasury bonds using the 30-year treasury bond as the one. They're also shorter terminologies, but they're basically in the doghouse. And in this chart, rather than going to VUSTX or something like that, where you're looking at the price of the bonds, we're just looking at the long-term channels for the interest rates. And I have added, going back into into the alternatives to the treasury bonds, the approximate interest rates that they are available in, on the assumption that people are kind of looking for places to go. And there's a safety issue, there's a quality issue, but at the end they're looking for the yield. And they've been running around for a couple of years since they discovered that the stock market isn't turning out to be have a great money producer. And so if you look on the green line is a series of tops in the yield is of course in the right scale. So it's current, the green line comes across, it's basically at 5%, and I have it 5% up there. And then if you come down to the bottom of the low end of the yield, which is red because people don't like low yields, new money doesn't like it anyway, you get to 35. That's $3. That's 3.5%. And the nominal zone is in that roughly between 3.5 and 5, and it's got an average in there and so forth. And the 40 is 4%, and if you come down to 30, that's 3%, and if you go up to 5, that's 5%. But if you look at the channels, and you look at capital income, you see it's up at 6. It's 6.07 as of Friday. We call it 6%, and that looks more attractive to them than the 30-year treasury bonds. If you go down to the bottom, you look less attractive. You go down to the S&P 500 dividend yield, which S&P says is around 1.8%. And even though the companies have a lot of cash and they're doing some kind of an increase in the dollars that they pay out for dividends, the problem is the S&P goes up. The when you divide out the yield, it's not likely to go into the bottom zones. It's not likely to change much from the 1.8%. The basic problem for the stock market is that the yield is too low, and you can find different alternatives. The real estate I didn't put in here, but the real estate is basically tragic. Okay, and it's as I mentioned before. So there's another alternative down there. In the case of gold, which is going to be the next thing that we discuss, gold has a zero. If you talk about the metal bars, which is what we're going to talk about, it has no interest. It pays no interest on it. So the gains in gold have to be all capital appreciation, and that's a different story. However, we're just talking here about in the best bond type of a strategy. You pretty much get the lay of the land. Now the dynamics are inside the channel, and the dynamics inside the channel is you made a low, which is a high low in yields, which is a high in price. When the yield came down to the red line, and the question is, are you planning to go up to the green line, which is 5%? And the answer is our forecast of revised to carry the uptrend into the sort of the late spring, early summer time period going to produce an important top, which I would say is probably the case. And could that yield that we have now as the time of this chart here is basically 4.7%, could it get up to the green line, or could it make an excursion out the top? You'll notice that the downside excursion in the crisis of late 08, early 09 did produce an excursion outside the band, And you have this little peak that shot up in the in early 09, where they found out there was a bull market, and they sold the bonds in order to buy common stocks, and so you get this little flash up to the green top line. And if you go back in history, you'll find out that it's erratic. You don't know what's going to happen. The answer is that if you're looking at taking the long-term view, you can't. What you're going to do in the best bond strategy is that you go with the capital income, because six is bigger than the 4.7, and the Federal Reserve is pushing the S&P 500 up, but the yield is terrible. So if you're taking a long-term conservative viewpoint, you go to the capital and income. But that strategy is that strategy of stimulus is a dead end. Step is just, because you just keep running the deficit up, and when the deficit goes up, you keep running up the long-term government bonds. They get into trouble, and people don't like them. They don't want them. So the yield has to be increased for the in order for them to do it, and that leads you to believe that you just kind of keep waiting for this thing to come up to the bottom zones, and then if you get just build a big top of the stock market, the S&P 500, then you want to do the switchover, but you don't want to do the switchover until you're up to the green line, and we haven't got there yet. So that's all you can say about that. And if you look at these alternatives in terms of interest rate, and you understand that people right now, because they're losing money on their real estate and other investments haven't worked out over the long period of time, and they need to get they need to get income, then that's pretty much what you would say. It's just it's getting close to the upper limit, but as far as putting new money into it, you really want to get up to the green line, which is the currently around five. You're just close to 5%. If you get a spike up above 5%, I would say that it's worthwhile to take the jump on it, because these bands are like what's normal. Your best advantage is. The best advantage you can have is to get an abnormal run up, which would be a spike up, and you just have to guess that when it comes. But I just want to touch this base, because he says eventually the bull market will pass its 4-year cycle peak, which if you take the 4-year cycle and it's 2 years up, it's good. But when you get into March, you start getting into that 2-year anniversary, then maybe you push it a little bit further. But then you got the other half of the cycle to deal with, going down to 2012 or late 2012, early 2013, and you got to find up something else. And the answer is you always make your money in bonds by getting up with a green line, and then where the yield is the highest and it's the most attractive for new money, and then watch it roll over and go down into the red line where the yields are low, and then you jump over and you get over into the common stocks. So that's pretty much what you see here, and the progress report is that they're going up, and they'll have corrections and so forth, and yields will come down for a while. But you really want to get up towards the green line, and then ideally look for some kind of a push, which could be the Federal Reserve is taking a chance on putting this money into the equity market. They believe there's a risk, so that's why they're taking the chance. But it could turn out that some of the foreigners don't like the whole idea, and they see it as tragic. And then the bonds just blow out on the upside as far as yield is concerned. And if we see that someplace on the line, it's an opportunity, because you're outside the statistical limit of the green upper channel. And so that's an opportunity, but probably not here. Okay, so now we'll quit that, close out this section here, and go on to talk about the gold.